our previous year, we began a discussion regarding Gairim and the position that Gairim may have in positions of authority. The Shulchan Aruch, Chorshim Mishpat, Siman Zayin Sif Aleph teaches us. Bezdin Shul Gimel. You have a Bezdin of three individuals, Shoyechmem Ger, that even one of them is a Ger. Harez apostle, it's a disqualified, Harez apostle, Lodin, they're disqualified from being Dayonim for Yisrael. Elm Cain, Hoisi Imai Oviv Mi Yisrael. Unless one of the parents are Jewish. The Ger Don as Chaver Ger, but when it comes to judge another Ger, that's perfectly fine. Apishain Imam Yisrael, even if his mother is not Jewish. So the Pais can discuss what positions of authority may Gairim have in our society. There's a tshuva for a Moshe Zatzal in the Igros Moshe Yerodei Chelik Dalet Simen Chav Vav, where somebody asked Rav Moshe if a ger could be appointed to be a Rosh Yeshiva, or a ger could be appointed to be a mashgiach for kashrus. So, Rav Moshe right away, as we did in our previous year, speaks about Shmai Vavtalion, that we learned with Gairim, and with Anasi, and with Rosh Bezdin. And Rav Moshe says, as we said at the end of our previous year as well, that we can't be quite certain, based on that Mishnah, what was the exact yichus of these Gairim. It could be that they were descendants of Gairim, but weren't Gairim themselves. It could be that they were the greatest Talmid Chachamim in their time. It could be, Rav Moshe suggests, that just like we find that the Vayra was a Shofetes, how was the Vayra a Shofetes? The answer says, Rav Moshe, it was a Hirashah, there was a specific situation that made her the best person for the job, even though she was obviously a woman. So it could be the same is regarding Shmai Vavtalion. They were the best candidates suited for the job of Nasi and Rosh Bezdin, even though they were gay. So Rav Moshe, before going further in the tshuva, establishes that the Torah HaKdosha teaches us the Haftamas Ager. The Torah HaKdosha many times, I think it's 36 times, speaks about the mitzvah of a Haftamas Ager. And it's our responsibility to be makariv, to draw closer Gairim, and not in any way distance them. And he therefore says, when we speak about Gairim being disqualified for certain positions, what that means is that Gairim are not qualified to be in a position of Srora. But Rav Moshe says, Srora, Rav Moshe says, he considers, what is the definition, what is the example of Srora? The definition and example of Srora is like a boss over, employer over employees. He says, the position of being a Rosh Yeshiva, he doesn't consider a position of Srora. But he does, however, say, interestingly, that the position of being a Mashgiach is a position of Srora, because it is the job of a Mashgiach, when so necessary, to stand up against the employer or whoever, the manager, to stand up for what's right. That, Rav Moshe says, he considers Srora. So just thing to point out, according to Rav Moshe, a ger could be appointed to be a Rosh Yeshiva, but a ger cannot be appointed to be a Mishgiach.
Another approach Rav Moshe takes, he says, we have, as our Gemara teaches us, we are not allowed to appoint a mashgiach, a ger, to the position of Sroro. Having said that we're not allowed to appoint a ger to the position of Sroro, if the ger gets that position without us officially appointing him, that's acceptable. So it could be, because a Shmaiva of Talion were such great people, they by themselves were appointed to this position, got this position. It just was obvious that they should be in this position, but not that there was some sort of a official appointment. Rav Nosson Gishtetan Zitzal, in the Shas Tshuvas Lahayrus Nosson, Cheluk Yud Gimel, Simen Ein Gimel, also has a discussion about what may a ger do. And he quotes the Rambam, in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Melachim Halacha Dalet, Eim Amidim Melech Mikal Gerim. He says, the Rambam says, you can't appoint a Melech, a descendant of Gerim, Afila Achakam Adairis, Achati Imam Yisrael. You have to have somebody whose mother is Jewish. Shnem Lasuch Losses Halacha Ish Nochri, Asher Loy Achichahu. And continues the Rambam. For while the Machs Pavad, not only are they disqualified to be a Melech, El Chol Sroro should be Sroro, they can't be in a position of Sroro. Loy Sar Tzvoy, Loy Sar Chamishim, Sar Soro. Afilu Mumuna Al Amas Amayim, even the person who's the water commissioner, Shemachalk Mimen El Sotis, decides how the water should be distributed, Vein Tzar Chloim is certainly, they may not be a Dayin, or a Nossi, Shloye Elam Yisrael, has to be a Yisrael. Shenemar, Mecherv Achicha Tosim Alecha Melech, Kol Shmesima Shatameisim Alecha, Lo Yehei Elam Mecherv Achecha. But now, the question is, what is considered Sroro? So he quotes the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes, that says, Ahev Esam Alecha, V'snei Es Rabonis. That means when, even if you're a Rav, don't act in a way of Sroro, that is, if you're in a very strong position of authority. Quoting the Gemara Masechta Horius, where the Gemara Masechta Horius, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, teaches us that Rav Gamliel wanted to appoint two Tanoim to be Rosh Yeshiva, and they refused to come. And he said, K'medum atem shesrorani noislam, you think I'm giving you some sort of honorary position? Avdus ani noisin lechem. Shnam yedabre elav leimim hoyu siya evilam azeh. This position represents avdus. So we see from here that Sroro really is avdus. That means, says Rav Gestetner Zitzal, that even if the job is not necessarily easy, and even if the job is not that great, if it's a rabbonis, it's considered a sororah. And he brings a raya from a Rashi. The pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, "Ve'ekra es roshei shifteichem, anoshim chachomim v'yiduim, ve'eten oisam roshim aleichem, sorry alofim, sorry." May the Sari Chamishim Vasari Asaurus. The Pasuk describes the position that they were appointed to. And the Pasuk continues Vatsava Shaftech Basi Lema Shmoy Benachem. Says Rashi Baesahi Mishiminisi. Now is not the way it used to be. In the past you were under your own authority. So he says, incredible. He says, they called Sari Chamishim. Sorry as sorrows. And yet Rashi says the Mishabodim Litzibur. What Rashi is saying is, even though you're in a position of authority, you could still be, even though you have a hard job, it still could be considered Srora. And in fact, he quotes a Shai of Tshuvas Nat HaSoyrik, Chayas Shemishpat Simon Aleph, that there was a community that had a rule that anybody who's a Meshubit to the Kehillah can't have a relative in town. And the question is if the Rav is considered Meshubit LeKehillah. And he says, it's a big Machloikas HaAchroinim. On one hand, you're the Rav, and on one hand, you could be considered a Meshubit. He goes into discussion, which we had in our previous year, what about Shmaiv Avtalion? And he repeats all the Terutzim that we gave. One is that everybody accepted upon them. They were the greatest of their time. If there's nobody greater than them, that's why we could be maybe more lenient. And then he says, perhaps when they were appointed, they weren't necessarily appointed to be the Rav, the Nasi of Beis Din. They didn't get the title. They were given the job of paskling shailas, of being the Talmid Chachamim, but indeed perhaps they didn't get the title. Rav Moshe Sternberg, Shlita, in the Shailas of Tshuvas, Tshuvas van Hoggis, Chela Gimel, Simon Shin Hei, also has a discussion about Gerim and what positions Gerim may take in our community. And he wants to suggest that when we're saying that Gerim may not be appointed, so he wants to say it's similar to what we said earlier, he just says it a little differently. He says, if there's an election for a position, so Ger may not be a candidate. But when the Ger is given the position, because he clearly is head and shoulders above everyone else in his qualification to be have this position, and therefore it's just obvious that he should get that position, there's no election involved, Gerim are qualified. Then he says, a ger can't be, should not be a Rosh Hashiva, but a Magid Shir, he may be. As far as Rabbonis, he also suggests, especially nowadays, we've discussed the subject previously, where Rabbonis is given over Yerusha. So the fact that it's given over Yerusha is an indication that it's more of a formal position, and Gerim should not be appointed to that position. So he says, a Magid Shir, a Ger may be, not a Rav, nor a Rosh Hashiva. But he says, it's very important, and we said this earlier as well, Ramosha makes this point, that if we're not appointing a Ger to a position, and obviously he may be disappointed by the fact that he's not being appointed to the position. So again, as we said earlier, the Torah repeats so many times, v'ahavtem as a ger. We have to be very concerned about the feelings of a ger. So he says, we have to tell him, our not appointing you to a position is not based on your qualification for the position. Our not appointing you to the position is because there are halachas in the Torah, and we have to follow the halacha of the Torah, even if we don't understand it. He said, just like we may have people who are greater than others, and certainly we would think should be appointed to be the a kohen gadol. The halacha is the only one that could be a kohen is the one who was born to a kohen. The same thing, even though the ger on his own may be greater and therefore perhaps more suitable to be the Rav the Rosh Hashiva, the halacha tells us who may and who may not have that position. And we are always obviously obligated to follow what the halacha teaches us.